भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। सो हरे कृष्णा, इट वॉज इंडीड अ वंडरफुल प्रेजेंटेशन बाय राधिका ऋषि। एंड अ वॉर्म वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द लास्ट चेतना ऑफ द ईयर 2019। एंड यू ऑल हैव टेकन आउट योर स्पेशल टाइम ऑन दिस सैटरडे इवनिंग एंड लेट अस सी व्हाट वी हैव अ टेक होम मैसेज टुडे, राइट? So, money versus harmony. Money is sweeter than honey. Famous quote, all of us have heard unlimited times, isn't it? Yeah? Is everybody with me? Yeah? So, money is sweeter than honey, right? We all need money. And we all have a plan that how sooner we will start earning money. Now you feel that, oh, you have to ask from your parents. You are like, no, you know, I want to quickly start earning for myself. So money is needed for our basic needs. Food, shelter, our basic qualification, some recreation, going to a restaurant, going for movies, shopping. Right? So we all feel that, okay, so much money if I have, my life will be peaceful, happy, without much stress. And then in few years, you achieve that target. So then, do you feel that things end over there? No. Then what happens? Then your desires increase. Previously you thought that, okay, if I have just a simple smartphone, I'm fine. Then you feel, why not iPhone? Previously you went to just a simple restaurant, had a pizza, some small outlet. Then you feel, no, you know, I can go to a 5-star restaurant. Then people want to go to international holidays. And then that also doesn't end there. No, every vacation. Okay, this year you go to Singapore, then you go here, there. So, the desires are such that they keep on increasing. It is said that the sky is the limit. And what does it do? I think we are having some issue with the technology. I don't know when the PPT is going to start, but doesn't matter. So what happens is that with the desire to just cope up, we land up becoming very stressful. Very, very stressful. I would like to just tell one story of a very famous Hollywood actress, Marilyn Monroe. Have you all heard about her? Do you all know her? Did you all see her movie? Then how you all know about her? Just heard from friends and all. Yeah? She has a very sad story, in fact. As a child, she never had a father. And her mother was mentally unstable. So she was raised in a foster homes. She was raised in a foster homes. And as she grew, see, some things are, we say, na, God-given. So, she had a gifted beauty. Exquisitely beautiful body. So she landed up into a Hollywood. And she became, in fact, one of the most famous actress in the 20th century. She was filthy rich. You cannot even imagine so much money she had accumulated at a very, very young age. But still, her personal life was very sad. Why? Because without parents, when she was brought up, she herself was mentally very, very unstable. Yeah? She didn't ever experience selfless love. Yeah? If you have parents, you will understand what selfless love means. So she never experienced one. And she had three marriages. All three of them landed in a divorce. All three of them. And she was miserable. And one fine day, she was just 36 years old when she died. And it was reported that she committed suicide. So, one may feel she had all that what we dream for, isn't it? All of us want to be beautiful. All of us want to be rich. All of us want to lead a glamorous life. And she had all of that. So what was that which made her life into such a big disharmony? And this is just one of the story which I am telling you. Probably if you Google, you will find pages and pages of unlimited people who are celebrities or so-called successful, because we have got so used to rate success with wealth. That anybody who is wealthy is successful. But it is said that the rich people knows that money can't buy happiness, and poor people hope that it is true. Rich people already know that money can't buy happiness. But poor people, they just keep on hoping that no. So what I mean to say is that money per se is not bad. Money, along with our basic needs, our recreation, gets lot of anxiety, stress, fear. Why? Because if you have so much, you're always fearful. Somebody will break your house. Some government official will put a raid on income tax. There's always, if you invest in a market, what if the market crash down? You will constantly live under insecurity, fear, and disharmony. Why disharmony? Because it will break. It will break houses, break relationships. I would just like to tell one story during the time of Chanakya. Have you all heard Chanakya? I think there was a very famous serial, Chandragupta Maurya. Did anybody see? Raise your hand if you all have seen. I've seen few episodes, definitely, because my son was very, very interested. And it was really good to learn history. It was depicted very nicely. So during Chanakya and Chandragupta's time, Chanakya was on a mission of Akhand Bharat. Right? And he was training, he was giving personal training to Chandragupta Maurya, that they all wanted the different kings of various provinces to become united and get a war against a very cruel king of Magadha. His name was Dhananand. As the name says, Dhan Anand. Only money and wealth could give him happiness. It was shown that he would wear kilos and kilos of gold on his body. And he was just always in a madness with wealth. And he was so cruel to maintain his throne that he killed his own father. He treated his own brother so badly. So here Chanakya is training Chandragupta, and they all are in a mission to defeat him. But what happens? That because he had so much wealth, how he misused that wealth. He tried to bribe some of those kings who were trying to help Chanakya and Chandragupta. And they it seems in between, they break off from Chandragupta's side. And they try to go in the side of Dhananand. And ultimately, because he was a cruel king, he couldn't make his father and his brother survive. So what to talk about other kings? So they all get destroyed in the end. So what we see is that if we are not alert, and we are just running with only one conviction that no, only money will buy happiness and peace in my life, we are under a big illusion. We are under a big illusion. In fact, there was one very famous quote which I read, that money can buy you bed but cannot buy you sleep. Right? So many rich people, they have to take sleeping pills. Money can buy you house but not beautiful home where there is loving exchanges between family members. Money can buy you knowledge but not wisdom. We have heard so many times our grandparents who are kind of just studied maybe third standard, fourth standard. I know my grandmom, she was studied only till fourth standard. But she would say many times, ye baal aise hi safed nahi hue hai. That means with their age and experience and a nice observation, they have gained lot of wisdom. Right? So, it is said that you are not rich until you have things which money cannot buy. Right? Can anybody tell me what money cannot buy? Raise your hand. Yes? Time. Excellent. What else? Happiness. Okay. Love. Fantastic. I think you all have seen my PPT award. You all are talking the same thing what I have already mentioned there. Peace. Very good. Health. Yes. So if you actually write, there could be a long list. But we don't have much time. So we would be discussing few things. So let's see what money cannot buy. Somebody said love. Happiness. So if we will see a mother raising a child, is she paid? Can she claim that 3 hours and three days and three nights I've done overtime without sleeping even half an hour, changing the nappies and feeding and cleaning and just, you know, strolling with the child on her shoulder? Can she say that I should be paid overtime? No. She's doing it out of love. In fact, somebody in the family will offer a help also, but she has so much love that she will say, no, no, I'm fine. I'll take care of the child. Right? She's ready to go all out. Why? Because there is a tremendous selfless love between mother and a child. So whenever there is a selflessness in any relationship, you will actually experience the deep love, peace, satisfaction, happiness, whatever you call it. I had read one story, I think long time back. It was on a WhatsApp from one of my close friends, that there was one couple, and of course they loved each other very nicely, and at a very young age, the wife contracted terminal cancer. Of course, terminal cancer, I mean, I see those patients day in and day out. It's really a painful experience. And that woman, she was so beautiful, but, you know, through the treatment, through a horrible chemotherapy, radiation, and she became so ugly that she was constantly feeling that I'm a burden on my husband. And the husband actually, see, if there is a true love in any relationship, you don't have to speak. The feelings will be already felt by the opposite person. So suddenly, one fine day, a husband, he said to the wife, that, you know, I can't see. I've lost a vision. So she felt very sad that why, you know, here I am sick, now you are blind, and who will take care of both of us? Like, we only help to each other, help each other to kind of lead whatever days in life is there ahead. So they were living like that, that the husband is blind, so he's taking the help of the wife, and whatever wife needs, he's providing. And then one fine day, the wife is on a deathbed. And her only worry is that now who will look after my husband? And the husband realized that she is under so much worry and tension that it is going to be difficult for her to leave her body peacefully. So that is the time he declares. He says, I am not blind. See, I can see everything. I can see. Then he proved himself that he has a vision which is intact. But he was just acting that he is blind. So that she would feel comfortable that her husband doesn't have to see such an emaciated and ugly looking wife. All the husbands want that the wife should be very attractive and good looking, and all the wife also want to be like that to please the husband. So this was a very genuine reciprocation of loving exchanges between both of them. So love is such a thing that money cannot buy. Time, somebody mentioned, right? Who mentioned? Time. Yeah. In fact, time is the most precious thing. It is said, like all of us, if we are given a, you can say a magic this thing that, okay, I will give you your childhood back. All of us would want to jump into it, isn't it? We are missing our school days, our college days. Like, for me, though, it is ages that I have spent those days. So we all want that time to come back, but we cannot, right? In fact, each minute, we are going more and more closer to our final date. Right? It's a bitter truth of life. Even the richest person in the world cannot purchase even one lost moment with the entire treasury that he has. So the lost time we cannot purchase with money. So what does it say? That intelligence says that one should utilize the time in such a way that there is no regrets later on. What all of us are doing? Hours and hours on? Idiot box. That could be the better name of this. Right? All of us. Even I am feeling that, oh God, you know, this has brought so much nuisance in life. So much time is going and we are not aware. We are not aware. So positively we could have spent that time. Instead we are just giving our time to mobile. Watching the YouTubes, movies, sports. We are not against the entertainment. Absolutely no. Because even Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself says that in moderation, recreation is required. But what is happening with this mobile, I'm seeing that we are getting completely engulfed. In fact, mobile is controlling our life. It has become like that. Do you all agree? Or you feel that I'm just giving a, you know, a hypothetical situation which is not truth? In fact, just day before yesterday or 2 days back, there was a match in Wankhede. Right? Because my son is a hardcore fan of cricket. And he has upcoming exams next week. But he is so excited about the way Virat Kohli is, you know, he played, it seems, so many sixes and it was a... So I was trying to talk to him. I said, just tell me, what do you gain out of this? Just some amount of happiness or joy or excitement. But what you are doing? You are giving your own precious time, which will never come back. Huh? What score they did, you can just watch next day highlight in 10 minutes. Instead of giving 2 hours, you can just get the same excitement or information if you want to be updated, to be in a crowd of friends. Then you spend only 10 minutes. That's all. Huh? But it is very difficult. Huh? So unless we practice, it's going to be very, very difficult to spend our time so that we don't have to regret later on. Huh? In Srimad Bhagavatam, a great king called King Parikshit. Everybody has heard about him. His name is familiar at least. He was cursed. He was cursed to die in 7 days. So now imagine, you know, he had only 7 days and 7 nights. But he was intelligent. He knew that this time, if even one moment I waste, it's a great loss to me. It took shelter of a great spiritual sage, his guru, Sukhdev Maharaj, and he heard entire Srimad Bhagavatam in 7 days and 7 nights. Okay? There is another story of Dhruv Maharaj, who was just 5-year-old child, who was insulted by his stepmother, and his real mother, I mean, he felt so offended that the stepmother insulted him. And when he goes crying to his real mother, she tells him that, see, you know, what can I tell you? If you want, then you should take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And he asked that, how do I take shelter? Where he is available? She told, you have to go to the forest. And 5-year-old child, straight, he did not think that, okay, you know, I need to pack my tiffins, I need to pack my clothes. We go for a one-day picnic. There is so much preparation. We'll take a face wash and napkins and umbrella and water bottle and juice and some sweetmeats if you do some trekking. So many preparation. Our backpack is full. But here a 5-year-old child, neither child thought that how will I survive, neither the mother was worried that what will happen to my 5-year-old child. Why? Because she knew that he is such a determined child that he will become successful. So this is the positive use of time. Because time once lost, we cannot purchase by money. Okay? The third thing I want to discuss is wisdom. As we said, that wisdom comes by observation. What happens is, when you start living your life, especially a filthy rich people, every day in some parties, intoxication, that the wealth actually enters in their head. And they start behaving in a most bizarre fashion. They lose control on their mind and intelligence. And they feel that this life is going to remain like this forever and forever. But what does wisdom say? Which you cannot purchase. Which my grandmother, was just a 4th standard student, could not purchase with money. But she saw that how all of us, the 4 miseries which are, or the 4 facts of life are birth, old age, disease and death. This is not going to spare anybody. It is like all of us have 100% expiry date. It is just that we don't know. But who knows? Gopinath knows. Right? He knows what is each one of our expiry date. So only if we keep our intelligence on track, we will be able to see things with wisdom.
What? Okay, no problem.
Okay, sorry for the pen drive is there, but things are not being seen on the projector. So love, time, wisdom. The fourth thing I would mention is the true friendship. The true friendship cannot be purchased by money. Right? When you are rich, you will see that you have an entourage of people following you for selfie, for some autograph. But the true friends will not be able to be purchased by money. Right? I've seen in my own personal context that there are two friends who have like childhood friends. They have lived together. And then one of the person, he outreached in wealth like anything. He's become like a multi-millionaire. So what happens? They start disconnecting with people. Because they no longer feel safe. They start disconnecting with people. They feel that I have to have my dealings only with people at my level. These things we have seen even in a great story of Mahabharat. Anybody can give me one example? Okay, I will tell you. Dronacharya, he was a guru of Pandava and Kauravas, right? And he had friendship with King Drupad. Now he was a king, and here Dronacharya is a simple guru. And they were really close friends. And when Dronacharya had a child called Ashwatthama, their condition was so bad that he did not even have money to drink milk. So his wife Kripi, she told Dronacharya, her husband, that Drupad is such a close friend of yours. Why don't you go and ask him to just give us one cow? We don't want anything else. So that at least our child can have milk, which is so nourishing. And hearing to her plea, Dronacharya goes to meet King Drupad. And King Drupad has, by then, the wealth has gone in his head. He insults Dronacharya like anything. That what friendship you are talking about? Friendship is among equals. Look at your position, look at my position. How can we be friends? So true friends cannot be purchased by money. And who doesn't want friendship? In fact, even though we have such loving family members, it is said that the friends are friends. Right? You like to spend time with friends. And each one of us should have good friends who will not do this kind of disparity based on money. Because friendship is not based on money. Friendship is heart-to-heart connection. You should never think twice before calling that friend. That is the friendship, true friendship. So, money cannot buy love, time, wisdom, true friendship. And the last thing which we would like to discuss is money cannot buy harmony. The topic for today is money versus harmony. So money cannot buy harmony. What is the dictionary meaning of harmony? The dictionary meaning of harmony is the peaceful state of togetherness. The peaceful state of togetherness. But we see, who doesn't want to live in a peaceful state? In fact, when Kauravas and Pandavas, during their time, Duryodhan was so madly in need of power and position that Lord Krishna himself, why did he go as a peaceful messenger? Because he wanted harmony. He went as a peaceful messenger to Duryodhan to tell him that you please give only 5 villages and it is my duty to convince Pandavas that each one of them should rule the village which is given to them and there can be peace and harmony maintained in the kingdom and you enjoy the rest of entire Hastinapur. But he did not want to share. Duryodhan was not willing to share and he did not mind not having harmony. But I was just thinking that, okay, we tell this story, which anyway all of us know. But honestly speaking, this Duryodhan type of mentality is there in most of us even today. Why? Because we don't like to adjust. We don't like to compromise. My way is highway. That is why we see so many families breaking down, so many brothers breaking down, so many divorces, joint families kind of a history. I think the 1 or 2 generations later, if they have to explain to their children about joint family, they will have to show them a movie or something. That, oh, this is what is called joint family. Because they wouldn't understand only. They have not seen the concept of grandparents or nothing like that. Right? So, harmony, who doesn't like to live with harmony? Harmony at home, harmony at workplace, harmony with nature, harmony with Mother Earth. Why again and again so much bang about no plastic use, no plastic use? Why? If we are told once, don't we understand? Don't we understand? But again and again, those kind of reminders have to be given. Why? Poor intelligence. As the Kali Yuga progresses, the intelligence keeps going down. So, in fact, Srila Prabhupada, to bring the harmony in the entire world, he went with this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to the Western world in the year 1965. He went on a Jaladuta. It was a great voyage, 36 days. He suffered so many heart attacks, seasickness, and just but that one mission and killing desire was there in his heart that he wanted to bring harmony in the entire world. And how much money he had? Only 40 rupees. But 40 rupees, a pair of kartals and few books. That was his luggage. And he could, because he had such genuine desire to bring this compassion and harmony, he could attract so many foreigners, so many youngsters who actually came forward to help him, who actually came forward to assist him physically, financially, and that is how he was successful in establishing ISKCON worldwide. Today that 40 rupees has become how much? We cannot even calculate. Right? How many centers in practically every town and village? You can say there is a Hare Krishna temple which is established by Srila Prabhupada. So, harmony means being sensitive about other person's emotions and needs. When we lead a very self-centered life, that will create disharmony. Very recently, I read a true story of a young girl from Bangalore. I don't know many of you have also read, but it was it was like a scary story which I read. A 15-year-old girl. How many? 15-year-old girl who was in a 10th standard in Bangalore. She landed up in an affair with a boy from when she was in 8th standard in the same school. So when she was in 8th standard, the boy was in 10th standard. And then they started liking, then WhatsApping and going out, everything. So when she came in 10th standard, that boy was in college, of course. But then the father, of course, the parents have deep concern about the well-being of the children, selfless love. So the father explained to her nicely. They don't waste so much time on phone talking to him. You are getting distracted. Your score will get affected. Your future career will get affected. Just 1 year you put more focus on your studies. And of course, I mean, it's a true thing what he is telling. But this girl, as you say, that she was so much self-centered. She didn't care about seeing anybody else's love or emotion. What she was focused was only her own emotions and her own needs. What she did, she planned with her boyfriend and she actually killed his father, her father. I couldn't believe this is a true story, but it has happened. Just a month or 2 months back, I read in newspaper and I was like, how can a girl kill? Means this is the worst mentality than Kamsa and Dhananand, who were such well-known demons of the previous era in history. Kamsa was a great demon. He didn't kill his father. He imprisoned him because he wanted to be on a throne. And it was for such a major reason that he wanted to be on a throne. And look at this. This is for such a tiny reason that don't use phone. Don't get distracted because you need to make your career. And here you kill your father. To what extent you lose control and you lose your intelligence? So this is again, this is showing us what Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita as so much 100% true. Krishna in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita mentions that krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat that when you cannot control your anger, there is loss of intelligence, and when there is loss of intelligence, your life gets destroyed. Now that girl must be repenting. Because for all you know, that boy also will leave her. He is not a very committed person. He is going to take care of her lifelong. But in that anger, she completely lost her intelligence and she committed such a ghastly act. So, harmony. How can we achieve harmony? How can we achieve harmony in today's world? I thought that there is a long list, but just small 3 baby steps. First thing is gratitude or appreciation. Anybody who has done any good favor on us or any good act, they have taught us by their hard work, we should never forget. We should always be grateful and appreciate. A small story again, that there was one couple, they were walking and they land up seeing one boy who is like a shelterless. And he was crying. Of course, the lady, you know, women have a soft heart. So she couldn't see that. She asked that boy, "Then why are you sitting here and crying? Where are your parents?" He said, "My parents have passed away. And I have no shelter. I have nothing." She felt very compassionate towards that child. And she said, "What help can I give you?" He said, "I don't have money to pay the rent of my house. So I'm like now homeless." and she was going to pay her rent. So she had some cash in her bag. Her husband was very reluctant. So how can you have faith on him? Which he is also right. But sometimes what happens is you should follow your heart. Sometimes when there is a true need, the heart will inspire you from within. Why? Because the Lord is there, na, in your heart. The super soul Lord is there in your heart. So he will inspire you to do some perfect task. So this lady was somehow, she was inspired that, no, I have to help this child. She takes out and she gives that child the entire envelope. That, okay, this is for your rent. You take care. And then that boy is shocked that who can give me so much money without even knowing my background. So he's telling that you don't even know me. How can you help me? Say, how will I ever repay you back? Then that lady tells him that you don't have to repay me back. But when you are on your foot, try to help somebody. That boy was fine, everything. And then this lady lands up having a breakup with her husband. And she is living in one house where forcibly some police constables, they come and they are trying to throw her belongings. They're like, your time is up, your duration is over, you have to vacate the house. She said, but please, I am alone, I have nobody with me, just give me some time, I will vacate the house. And she was begging, but this police constable was like ready to just throw. And in that much time, one man enters. And he is like, that you don't worry, I will handle this situation because I am the owner of this house. So that lady felt a relief of sigh that, okay, you know, at least now I will try to explain him my situation and probably he will help me out. So before she could even tell anything, this man told that you don't have to vacate the house, madam. This house belongs to you. She got totally confused. She said, like, how come this house is not mine? She said, no, I'm telling you, this house belongs to you. And she was still perplexed. Then this boy told that, do you remember? I'm that same small child. Now I'm a big businessman running estates. Huh? So what help you did to me, I want to repay that to you. Huh? So appreciation, gratitude, he could have just forgotten. Okay, so what, you know, she helped me. But if the act of gratitude we remember, then we can bring a big harmony in the society. We should be so grateful to our parents who have sacrificed, as I said, mother and child, when we were small, endless, nightless sleeps, and so much their own personal enjoyment they have sacrificed for making us what we are today. And we see today so much disharmony in the society. That when there are two or three brothers, they will share. They're okay, 3 months I have kept parents, now it is your turn to keep parents. These are all bitter truth of life and such a chaotic thing in the society. What are we going to teach the future generations? What legacy we will leave behind for them to learn this kind of values and cultures? So, gratitude. Second, compassion. Compassion or charity. It is said, I just heard one class of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, where he was telling that we should earn with integrity and spend with compassion. Got it? We should earn with integrity and spend with compassion. Earning with integrity is really, really very important. Because you could earn less, but at least at the end of the day, you will have a peaceful sleep. No stress, no fear, no anxiety. I know one very close person who was a right-hand man of the great diamond merchant Nirav Modi. All of you have heard about him enough, right? And he is behind the bars since almost more than a year. And recently I happened to visit some get-together where his family members also were there. This is a true story. And I saw that they were all happy, blissful, enjoying the party. And I was thinking in my mind that, look, the father is in prison. Here the mother, children, all of them are having a gala time. Isn't it very funny? But then, there was my cousin brother who was asking me that they are very shameless people, Didi. I said, it is not that they are shameless. I will tell you what is the truth. In the scriptures, we all have heard one story of Valmiki. Right? Who was Valmiki before he became a great sage Valmiki? Valya Daku. He used to rob, he used to murder, he used to do any wrong, sinful act in order to earn his livelihood. He did not have this concept of earning with integrity. And one fine day, he meets Narad Muni, the great sage, who is telling him that, look, you are incurring lot of sin, but do you know that are your family members going to kind of share your suffering? He said, of course they will. I'm not earning for just myself. I'm earning for my entire family. He said, okay, go home and ask them. Will they share your suffering? That day itself, he asked everybody. His parents, his wife, his children, and all of them turned their head away. He said, of course not. Why should we suffer for your wrong acts? We are not telling you to earn money by wrong acts. Why should we suffer? And immediately, as it says now, tube light chamak gaya Valmiki ka. He felt that, wow, that means these people, nobody is going to support me. The same thing happened in his case. He must have never thought that he will earn only for himself. He wanted to earn for the entire family. But now who is suffering? Only he. He is behind the bars. The family is enjoying the great wealth, whatever he has provided. So earning with integrity is very, very important. Because ultimately, whatever act we do, we have to pay the price. Nobody else is going to share anything. No burden of suffering people are going to share. Now, when you earn with integrity and spend with compassion. Charity. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, 5th verse says that yajna, dan and tap, fire sacrifice, charity and austerity should never be given up under any circumstances. That it could be different according to time, place and circumstances. Previous ages the tapa was that people used to stand on one leg in a hot summer, surrounded by fire. In a peak of winter, they would do austerity in ice-cold water. For us, the tapasya could be fasting from phone. At least for few hours. At least determine that, okay, in a day I will check WhatsApp only this many times. You know, somewhere some tapasya. So even if we do this tapasya, it's going to be greatly beneficial for us. Greatly. But tapasya one should do. The nature of tapasya may change. Okay? Charity. Now, charity, it is said that when you help anybody, it said whatever right hand gives, even the left hand should not know. It's a very, very, you can say a great statement. Very difficult because everybody wants to say that, oh, I did. I am such a great person, you know. I am running. Like, I was so impressed when Gopi Vallabhi said that Radhika is teaching few poor children dance. Yes, that is charity. Whatever knowledge or whatever skills or whatever art you have and you want to share it with others, that is charity. I know one devotee girl who is taking tuitions and she's teaching few children who are kind of not very rich, totally free. And she told me, she said, Mataji, it gives me so much peace and so much satisfaction that yes, I'm doing something for the well-being of somebody. So, compassion, charity. Third thing, satisfaction. It is said that we should know that whatever we are destined to, the amount of money, it will come to us. And whatever suffering we are destined to, that also will come to us. So one should not overtly make their life imbalance. Once we had gone to Vrindavan many, many years back, and we were a very small group of people, around 10 or 12 of us. And we were told that we are given accommodation in one of the Mataji's bungalow, which is like very opulent. And we were like, oh wow, you know, that time everybody gets excited. So we went there, and it so happened that the electricity had got conked off. Generator was not working. So the entire big bungalow did not even have a drop of water. People had to, we all had to buy Bisleri to even freshen up. So it is said that if the suffering or the austerity is there in your life, it will come anyhow. So similarly, if the wealth or happiness or whatever is there in your life, it will come anyhow. In 7th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, he tells that the art of becoming happy is stop running after happiness. So you don't have to run. Just do your prescribed duties and the happiness will come to you automatically. So three baby steps, I thought, we can take it as a take-home message. Gratitude, paramarth, or charity, or compassion, and satisfaction. It could be a GPS to make money and harmony go together. Right? It can make money and harmony go together.
Have we done? Thank you so much.
Okay, finally we have some. Okay, so I will just.
Let's start going through the slide.
Yeah. We'll just quickly go through the slides. As I told you that how money is needed for the basic and the needs, psychological needs, self-achievement needs, for recreation. Next. The story of Marilyn Monroe, we said, what money can buy and what money cannot buy. Along with all the basic thing, money buys a lot of anxiety and stress and fear. But if you want to feel rich, just count all the things you have that money cannot buy. Okay? And we have long list, but we discussed 5 of them. Next. If just imagine if there is a huge bungalow, and if you are living all alone in that bungalow. Will you be happy? Will you be happy with all the nice chandeliers and nice the soft beds and sofas? No. Love means there is exchange of feelings. At least you need more than one person. That's why we see nowadays that people keep pets, dog, to express their feelings. So there is no point in having so much if we are all alone. Time. We said that nothing can purchase the lost time. So best is to utilize the time positively. Next. True friendship. Friend in need is a friend indeed. So true friendship is what brings harmony in our life. Next. To acquire knowledge, one must study, but to acquire wisdom, one must observe. Talk about wisdom, harmony. Want to love in harmony with nature, with Mother Earth. Next. Who doesn't like harmony in the family, in the workplace? But one has to go through certain steps to live in harmony. Next. Here Srila Prabhupada, he went all the way to US to bring harmony in the entire world. Appreciation or gratitude. We must find time to stop and thank people who make difference in our lives. We should not lead a very mechanical life that, oh, big deal, you know, so what? So what he helped? It is said that we should never forget any act of kindness which has been rendered to us, and we should immediately forget whatever kindness we have rendered to somebody else. Does it make sense? We should not forget ever any smallest gesture of kindness which has been done upon us, but we should forget immediately whatever great kindness we have offered to anybody. Next. This was a one charity and compassion what I was telling. There was once one press reporter. She was taking an interview of Bill Gates, who's the richest person. He said, okay, do you think anybody is richer than you? And Bill Gates said, yes. I said, who? He said, one newspaper vendor. And then he told the entire story that how once he was on an airport where he wanted a newspaper. And one newspaper vendor came, but then Bill Gates saw that he did not have enough change to purchase a newspaper. So that boy gave, it's okay, you take it free. No problem. Next time you pay me. And then after a few months, he happened to be on a same airport and the same newspaper vendor came. But unfortunately, even this time, he did not have change. Unfortunately, even this time, he did not have change. And then, this fellow gave him free newspaper even second time. Later on, when Bill Gates offered him, when he became a president and he got that power, because that time he was not Bill Gates. He was just a simple civil person. So when he got the power and position, he actually thought of gratitude that how he had helped me. So he went in search for that child who had become big, of course. That I want to give you whatever you want. Some position, some government jobs, you know, to make your life really, really big. What answer this boy gave? He said, no, I am fine. I am very thankful to you. But you are giving me charity when you got power and position. One should not wait to become charitable. One should not wait to become rich for being charitable. He gave charity when he was not rich. Right? So it is not that only if we have some huge amount of wealth we can share with others. Whatever we have, we can share with others. Whatever we have, we can share with others. Sharing, imagine now, even food and water is being charged. In previous era, people were not rich. But in villages and all, you would see that nobody would go hungry. Any passerby will be fed sumptuous prasadam. So it's a charity. So at least what we can do is, at least we can give food to our maids. Whoever comes in across, give some prasad. Satisfaction. He who is contented is rich. Satisfaction is the greatest key to be happy. When in fact I was a small child, my father had drilled into our heads, all the children. In Gujarati he would say, Santoshi nar sada sukhi. Means a person who is satisfied will always be happy. Why? Because automatically when you are satisfied, you are free from envy, jealousy, comparison. Why? Because you are grateful. The satisfaction itself implies that you are grateful, that whatever I am is by the great mercy of the Lord. He has given me much more than I deserve in terms of treasury or happiness. And in terms of suffering, He has given me much less than what I actually deserve. God knows what all bad karmas we must have done in previous lives. We don't know. So if we are satisfied, then automatically we remain very peaceful and we remain in harmony with people. So the life is like a cycle. The wheel, which is, you need a alignment of wheel for the car to run smoothly. Otherwise the car will land up with an accident. So whenever we go for a long drive, we make sure, go to the mechanic and see that the wheels are aligned. So what is the wheel of our life? The wheel of our life is based on dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Four important principles. But we see that the wheels are not aligned, all four of them. So much importance and time and everything is given to artha and kama. Artha means money and kama means enjoying our senses. Dharma and moksha are given a lot of backseat. And that's why the life is topsy-turvy. It is not going with a proper alignment. So when GPS, gratitude, paramarth and satisfaction. So GPS for us to make money and harmony go together. Anybody has any questions, any comments, can please ask. Anybody? So next we will have Kirtan.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, very much
for a patient hearing, and I hope it is helpful to all of you, including me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a wonderful lecture. I'm sure we all will take this information with ourselves and we'll share with our friends. We'll quickly just take three steps. We'll remind ourselves how we can get harmony in our life, which Mataji has shared. So who can tell the first step of harmony, how we can get harmony in our life?
Gratitude.
Very nice. One is gratitude. Second step is?
Paramarth.
Absolutely, paramarth. And third step? Satisfaction. Thank you so much, Mataji. Let's thank Mataji by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So may we request all the first timers to stand on their place, who have come first time here to attend the Chetna lecture. Oh, we have a lot many people who have come for the first time. We all will pray in the feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath for your advancement in Krishna consciousness. Do not forget to get your passes for next Chaitna, to enter in the next Chaitna festival. It is on the 4th of January 2020. Also, we will give you a few calendars as a gift, which you can collect it next to the DT of Hanumanji at the back. We also have a Gita marathon going on this month, which is till 31st of December. This is a very auspicious time when we can distribute Gita and share that knowledge with our friends and family. You can buy Gitas on the temple shop. Also, there is a stall which is next to the shoe stall, in case you want to buy and take some gifts and give it to your friends. Yeah? Thank you so much for coming here. We will also chant three times very loudly for you all who've come for the first time. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Now we'll do some dance, kirtan, and then we'll head for prasadam. Thank you so much.